You're now tuned into the Fully Booked Podcast with Mace, French, and Pox. Enjoy the listen. Where to go? Tell me where to go. Use my inner voice. Tell me where to go. Tell me where to go. Alright. We cannot trust rules of technology. No, we cannot trust rules or technology. We can rely on them for sure, but trust them? No. Trust is a very special human experience produced by the chemical oxytocin in response to acts performed on our behalf that serve our safety and protection. Trust can only exist among people. So, do you trust or rely on technology to keep us safe? Second question, do you trust technology or people more?
Trust or rely on technology to keep us safe? Not 100%, but because as a species, we're so now reliant on technology, you can't get around not having technology in your life at some point to keep you safe. Example, flying, when you go on holiday and you're in an airplane, most of that is via technology. Like, yes, you have a pilot, but most of it is technology. In a car, yes, you might be manually driving, but the car itself is technology. The Google Maps is technology. So we're heavily reliant on it. Do I trust humans or technology more? Every day that goes past, I trust technology less. Do I trust? I'm trying to think if there's one I trust more than the other. Because I'd say...
Remember,
at the moment, for the main part, technology is what humans are fed into it anyway. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like,
I was going to talk about biases, really. So yeah. I don't think, but with humans, I think there's a bias. Whereas technology, in some respect, there isn't a bias. Do you know what I mean? As to, it's quite black and white.
Yeah. So, okay. Good point. Yeah. Go on.
Yeah. It's quite black. No, that was it. Really, it's just quite black and white. But like, if my sat nav said, it's going to take me half an hour to get somewhere, and you told me, nah, I've got a quicker way, I think I might lean towards...
That's a good example. Go on.
Might lean towards what you're saying, just based on... I just think I'd trust you more. Do you know what I mean? That's what I think anyway. Yeah, like, as we know, I guess as you use technology more and more, like, you can be... I could be using it to go to your house, and it says half an hour, but you know, I know personally, if I take the left, it'll take me 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And... again, that might be experience, but again, that's trusting. So trusting might be a judgment, but I'm trusting myself in being a human or what have you. Do you know what I mean? So again, it depends, man. Like, it's mad. Like, so football and VAR, like, forget that shit. I'm talking about, like, say ball line technology, like in being over the line or not over the line. Am I going to believe the goal line technology, or am I going to believe the human? Gonna believe the technology.
It's a different, situation, yeah. Environment.
So again, unfortunately, again, contextual. Yeah. But I know that I understand the question.
That's two good examples.
And yeah, so I definitely understand that. I don't know if I've answered both questions. You talking about do I trust humans or yeah? Again, depends really. So what was part of the first question?
Do you trust or rely on technology to keep us safe?
Fucking hell. Oddly, yes, all right, but I also don't trust technology enough either as well, because again, there's biases, and I think people use technology to their advances. And speaking to I forget what the last subject was or what we were talking about, breaking the law and stuff like that, again, people, like, we know, talking about Channel 4 and stuff like that, I forget what you were talking about as to what programs are available, but
riots,
policing, or like, you know what I mean? So I'm not saying the police are bad, but I'm saying, like, people use things to their advantages and have biases. And
I think there's, as a whole in society, there's a heavy reliance on technology to keep us safe. One example, look at the Ring doorbells that people are now installing.
Yeah.
The Ring, that, then you look at the amount of CCTV which the police and everyone's relied on for years now. Do you know what I'm saying? To keep us safe, because if there was no technology, it would be a lot more difficult. So even the introduction, do you not remember, well, not in our day, but prior to our day,
people from the '70s are getting convicted in the 2000s because now they've got technology has enabled like old school case we brought up and fingerprint recognition. Mm. So there's a heavy reliance on technology to help keep us safe.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe I'm looking at it a little bit wrong. So I 100% agree with you or what you say there. I guess so.
So I think inadvertently, we as a society, well, not just inadvertently, but even without realizing it, if you don't realize it, there's a heavy use of technology to keep us safe.
Yeah. Yeah, with what's going on in the world now and all that type of stuff. So yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're both flawed. I trust people to be people, and people make the technology. and it's that's my feeling on it. I don't think I'd like to believe as a society we can trust each other to an extent that we're going to do the right thing and stuff like that. And as you're saying, with technology, it's impartial, but at the same time, there's people that make certain technologies with a bias in it. Like, for example, facial recognition. Like, it's heavily skewed against those that are of our melatonin coverage of skin. Do you know what I mean? Like, when it comes to, I don't know if you've seen a documentary on, I think it might have been Netflix, and it was just about facial recognition and in regards to the black features either not being recognised or being overly, not even overly recognised, but it was a very skewed result in regards to the hues of our skin and how it can impact us, whether it's being accused of something that we haven't done or being mistaken identity and things of that nature. So, and that's all based on human bias. That's the technology works, but it's working for who's making the technology. Do you know what I mean? And what's the purpose? And it's, they do go hand in hand. So again, I'm not too sure if you know about the whole with driverless cars and stuff like that.
I definitely wouldn't be trusting
Tesla.
So they do this test where it's like they put the car in a scenario where they can I can't remember exactly what it was, but in regards to stopping for three kids or something like that, or making another direction. And do you know what I mean? Like, how does it make a decision?
Hitting a black man. Stop freaking
But how does it determine? How does it make a decision? Yeah. Whereas a human would probably, not to say always make the right decision, but would have more compassion in terms of how to make that decision. So,
I forget what I was going to mention before. I was going to talk about trading, but I'll touch on what you said. Like, I don't know if it's happened with you guys in the car, but there's been times when, I think it's ABS, automatic braking system. Yo, that shit in my car. I had a Nissan Leaf. I could be literally just going like 5-10 miles. I have to really apologize. Like, so sorry. Like, the car, they know what's happened. But it's like, this stupid car just started to just, and we're going 5 miles. I don't know. Someone might be just come walking to the edge of the road and was like, and all of a sudden just start jerking up. But I'm not just worried about us in the car. Like, someone behind me, like, just look, what are you doing, bro? Like, just emergency braking when no one's around. Do you know what I mean? It just looks crazy. Do you know what I mean? But then technology and using it to your bias, I don't know if that was what we're talking about, but like, me and Oscar often talk about how even institutions or sometimes these systems start fucking around in terms of knocking people out of trades. Like, you might have a stop loss, or a lot of us probably think alike in regards to, yeah, I'm going to put my stop loss just a little bit below this support of resistance or what have you. And it might go, knock everyone out, and then go back where it was going. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yo, we just lost our money. Do you know what I mean? But again, we're talking about technology and using it to your advantage in some respect. Do you know what I mean? It's mad.
What about, so when it comes to technology and keeping your intimate details, do you trust that? So like, whether it's in the cloud of pictures or passwords and things like that.
I don't use that cloud. I remember you looked for it before. I've never used the cloud.
I have Google Drive, and I've kept. Yeah, so I bought it because I had See, like, I wouldn't have done that, actually. I've not been a fan of that. But I've had loads of SD drives, hard drives, and they all break with me. And I've got far, it's not that one's safer than another. Is actually, I've trusted this quite a few times. Spent £100 on several different hard drives, and they all breaking me at some given point. Actually, it might be in my best interest to actually have a drive, and I just shift things over. Not to say that it's any safer on there, but at least I know I've got one here, and that's the only reason why I keep them. Yes, only reason why I have it. But I don't trust it with... No. Like, because my computer is often telling me I've got, some nonsense on it. Do you know what I mean? Highly likely someone's infiltrated my computer in some respect. Do you know what I mean? But there's nothing on my computer to take, really, truth be told. Do you know what I mean? And again, even with, like, your iPhone, not that that's any different from... an Android, or it is, but I mean, like, but any different, sorry, Android users, any different Android. I guess my point is, like, there are times when your passwords are compromised. Sometimes you don't even know these things, but if you flick, I forget where I've seen these things, but your stuff is compromised more often than not. Do you know how annoying it is? Probably, to be fair, I have not even changed my passwords, but the idea that you might have, like, a set amount of passwords for, I don't know, whatever accounts, because we've got millions of accounts now, and you've got to change them every time they're compromised. It's just like, do you know what I mean? I don't trust the cloud. I'm not trusting of much, actually, but we have to
live in this world.
Yeah, have to live in this world. There's something I was going to say. Cloud, passwords. It's even passwords. Very, very recently, I ended up writing all my passwords down and putting them somewhere. But I've ended up just, I'm not going to say where I put them, but like, I'm not going to do that, am I? I end up having to just use another means because, I don't know, actually, maybe through laziness or what have you, just, I don't think lazy, but just ease. Mm. Yeah.
The responsibility of leaders is to teach their people the rules, train them to gain competency and build their confidence. At that point, leadership must step back and trust that their people know what they're doing and will do what needs to be done. And that's on page 93. anything before we go on to the next chapter?
No.
Chapter 10. Snowmobile in the desert. Self-help books, courses, and any number of pharmaceuticals make up multi-billion dollar industries designed to help us find that elusive happiness, or the very least, to reduce our stress. In only a few decades, the self-help business alone has grown to 11 billion. The biggest thing the self-help industry seems to have helped is itself, and that's on page 95. Do you think the self-help industry has made a real-life global impact, and will it hit a peak?
Do you know what? It's going to sound crazy. All right. Now, I thought this was an interesting chapter. There was something in this chapter that I found really interesting. I just can't remember what it was. All right. Okay,
that's great. Thanks for letting us know.
But that gives readers, get the book, chapter 10. No, but I think it was something along the lines of the self-help industry and where it was and where it's going. And it made me think of, I remember there was... I don't know. Anyway, there's a guy that I know who, or maybe I saw something on the internet or on Facebook one time. I can't wait. I'm glad the pandemic has stopped these personal trainers, da, da, da. Something stupid like that, because your industry's finished. That's, you know what I mean? Health only going in that direction, certainly at this moment in time. I don't see that stopping anytime soon. Likewise, the self-help industry, because I guess everybody just wants to be better, that much better. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's trying to... improve the percentage or the percentile in terms of being able to be that much better, whether in regards to your health or in regards to your ability or your qualities to do something better or improve yourself. So, you guys don't see no change anytime soon. I don't see any change anytime soon. I think there might be different, not arcs, I don't know why I'm using that word, but I think there might be like changes to it, but like I just don't see any change.
I don't know if you...
So I'm going to repeat the question again.
Do you think the self-help industry has made a real-life global impact, and will it hit a peak?
I think it's made an impact. I think in some respect, I think we'll be a testament to that. Will it hit a peak? I don't know if we're there. I think there's still some mileage to go. It's not going anywhere. And the reason why I believe that, and I know it's a little bit off topic in some respect, because we spoke about this maybe on the last book we read. I gave an example of the internet or the TikTok economy being worth X amount of billions per year, whatever it was. And then Mason, you went on to talk about, I think it was Crazy Titch talking about how can you not have money with the internet or what have you. And I think we're at the very beginning of that. I think it's the very, very beginning in terms of people being self-reliant and being able to create something and go out there and make money. And I think there are more and more people out there teaching or helping people in regards to doing so. I think there's a lot of people who still need help or want guidance. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who want guidance. So that's why I believe the self-help industry still has a lot of miles left. Like, in the, yeah, I just think it's got a lot. Do you know what I mean? I do. Because I think at this moment in time, you've got, I use Stephen Bartlett, Simon Sinek. Like, you've had these individuals who have been at the, let's say the top, all right, the top of this industry. And I think now you're having even more and more individuals. And I'm talking about your everyday person, your everyday man, who's become equally valuable and important to, again, your peers. Do you know what I'm saying? Very similar scenario is, I remember picking up a rider very recently and he was saying like Uber was great or is great or once upon a time was great because your everyday person, my neighbor could take me down the road. Whereas now the industry's become a bit more professional and it doesn't quite feel, it doesn't have the same sort of feel. Do you know what I mean? I forget where I was going with that anyway, but like, yeah, like I just feel that, yeah, there's a lot more in my opinion anyway.
I agree with not everything, but a lot of what you said in that. I do think that globally, from what I can see, it's had a huge impact. And I think this is one of the things or profession, not professions, but industries that has benefited from the use of social media heavily. You see a lot of it in your face on social media, to be fair, like common rhetoric kind of thrown at you and, you know, like this drive, determination, motivational quotes, all the rest of it. You got like these TED Talks. You've got loads of it in your...
Some of it is horseshit, but yeah. No, when I mean horseshit, I mean, because like, there's a lot of people, I'm not saying... There are people who are gurus who are not gurus.
Yeah, a lot of people are bullshitting. That's why I think, in terms of global impact, it definitely has, but more on the local impact, I see it just from... my WhatsApp, and it's funny, I do it myself via the business, but in terms of sharing positive quotes on a daily basis, I see everyone's a philosopher now. And
morning, Mahatma.
Yeah, everyone's a philosopher. Everyone's sending or putting up like these posts on their WhatsApp status to say, have a great day or whatever it may be. And I'm not even trying to sound cynical because, as I said, I do it as part of like marketing for the business as well. So I understand the impact. And if it can brighten up someone's day, if it can make someone stop and think, oh, I should be grateful for this, this and that, I think it can only be beneficial. In regards to when will it hit a peak, I don't think we're near the peak yet, but as with everything, there will be a peak and it will turn against itself or people will turn against it as they do. But there'll just be a core audience of those that believe in self-help. Then you'll get the people that are just in it for the hype. They'll turn against it. And whatever the next new wave is, that's what's going to be. The self-help kind of realm will be pushed to the side and whatever's going to take over is going to take over.
Where's all the support for the, what was that? The blackout screens, whatever you call it. What was that?
Was it blackout? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Whatever it was, when everyone blacked out their screen.
Mm-hmm. That's some bullshit, man.
Where's all the people that was talking about black lives? Anyway, it's not cool, but it's not the in thing. So no, does anyone? I'm not the Instagram man. Did you still see people saying black lives matter?
When it was going on, yeah.
No, I'm talking about now.
Oh, now. That's long gone, mate. Yeah, that's long gone. That ship is well and truly sailed.
Our search for happiness and Oh, did you want to finish? I know I interrupted. So.
No, I forgot. Well, not that. Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Our search for happiness and connection has also led us to seek professional advice. In the 1950s, few of us went to weekly sessions with a therapist. Today in the US, according to the Hoover Institute, there are 77,000 clinical psychologists, 192,000 clinical social workers, 105 mental health counsellors, 50,000 marriage and family therapists, 17,000 nurse psychotherapists, and 30,000 life coaches. The only reason the field continues to grow is because of increase in demand. The more we try to make ourselves feel better, the worse we seem to feel. And that's on page 96. If there was a magic pill that kept you happy all the time, would you take it?
That kept you happy all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Just mad. There's pills out there. They're not called magic pills, but there are pills out there that keep you happy more of the time. No, I'm being called antidepressants. Because I know people that take them. I know people more than you would know. To make sure they can not survive, but they're just in the right frame of mind and mood daily.
But,
and I don't take them.
Yeah, but that's slightly different, I guess, because if you get prescribed antidepressants, it's because you're trying to fight depression. I don't think it's just like, right, you just want to feel happy for the day. Yeah, take these pills. But I'm saying if there was like a magic pill and it was just like you're just happy all the time. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't, because I feel like I'd lose a part of myself. I feel like part of yourself or part of life is the ups and downs on the roller coaster and learning how to deal with the downs and not get too down and learning to deal with the highs and not get too high. You're just happy all the time. You're almost like you're not, it doesn't feel like you're real.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the fact that there's certain times you might have a headache that just won't go away. You might take a paracetamol or stronger type of tablet to help you assist with that. And it could be the case of that happy pill. But I wouldn't take it daily, no way, personally.
Yeah, very similar. I'm trying to think how I feel. Yeah, right now I feel just okay. Do you know what I mean? I'm happy with where I am in some respect. Do you know what I mean? But it's weird. Like, if I could click and all my problems would go away. You know, we discuss this not all the time, but sometimes. What will make your problems go away? Like, money? And you've said yes. And I don't even know what I've said, actually. Yeah, I don't know what I've said, actually. But, like, I don't know. Like, no, sorry. I know as in I wouldn't take the... I wouldn't take the money. Wouldn't take the pill. Yeah, because I'd feel I'd probably be... You'd need to be relying on it. Do you know what I mean? And it suggests, like, fundamentally there's something wrong. Do you know what I mean? And generally speaking, I think if you're sad more often than not, then there is something fundamentally wrong. Do you know what I mean? And that's... I don't mean this like in a bad... There's some inner work that needs to be done. Do you know what I mean? Or some self-reflecting that needs to be done in regards to that. And I've done that myself. It's the reason why I've gone away a couple of times and traveled and all that type of stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? But no, I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take it.
So think of your happiest times, like when you're happy.
Yeah, I can tell you.
Hmm. Go on.
Oh, like when I've been away, like when I'm away or on holiday and all that type of stuff.
Wouldn't you want that every day?
Yes, but I wouldn't take a pill for it.
Are you leading towards taking this happy pill?
No, I'm just asking the question.
But so you're not leading towards taking a happy pill?
No, I'm just asking. I'm just saying that.
Okay. I
agree with both of your answers. Yeah. I'm not saying. But just think about your happiest times, and it's like, I can have access to this on a daily basis if I choose to. Would you not? Because there is no such pill at the moment, as far as I'm aware, that's on the market that can make you have that feeling that you have when you're on a holiday or wherever your happiest times are, whether it's when you're with your... with your son and the family, and when you're away from them, that happiness ain't there. But you could still have that happiness whenever and wherever you are. Would you not want that?
No, just because I like to look back and I feel sorry. There's two things. I feel like the reason happy times are happy times is because you know what a time is when you're not so happy. And then the other thing is, you can look, I like to look back on life and have that balanced view. Like, there's going to be times when life's a bit shit and there's times when life's good. And I like to look back and
How can I then raise and advise my son when he's having a shit day? I don't know what shit day is because I'm always happy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can boss him on the pill, innit?
Nah.
Bossing. Jokes.
No, I agree with you both. I definitely wouldn't. You can't appreciate the sun without the rain.
Mm.
Yes, as you know, I heard this form. Wait, let me see if I can get it.
Success is this, and training, and struggling, and suffer, and sacrifice, and then success is this. But this tastes so much more than this. Yeah. Success. Bro.
To be fair, he's
what did what?
To be too fair, he's doing fingers. He's using his fingers. I picked it up straight away. But long story short, I think what he's saying is, yo, like success is this, like training is this, and suffering is this. But I guess
for the listeners,
all right. So like success, just say is like 1%. All right, mm-hmm. And then training is, let's say, I don't know, 25 or 40%, and likewise. The suffering is, just say 40%. That doesn't equal 100, but you get my point, all right? All right, I guess my point is, all right? My point is, like, I would do it all again. And it's likewise, that's what footballers do it all. You know what I mean? Season starts. Mm-hmm. You may not even get that success. You might only get success one out of these 10 seasons, but, like, you will still work hard, et cetera, just for that happiness. Do you know what I mean? It means a lot, you know, the fact that we've worked for it. Whereas taking a pill for it, it just, I don't know. It just
defeats the human experience.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. All right. That only a minority of employees feel fulfilled and truly happy at work is our own doing. We have built systems and constructed organizations that force the human animal to work in environments in which it does not work best. With an excess of dopamine to drive us and cortisol flowing, when we don't need it, we have actually short-circuited our system to do the opposite, to encourage us to look out for ourselves first and be suspicious of others, and that's on page 96 as well. To a social animal, trust is lubrication. It reduces friction and creates conditions much more conducive to performance. Just like putting the snowmobile back in the snow, do that and even the most underpowered machine will run circles around the most powerful snowmobile in the wrong conditions. It's not how smart people in an organization are. It's how well they work together that is a true indicator of future success or the ability to manage through their struggle. And that's on page 97. Do you trust society and the government and people in general?
This is deep shit, boy.
Do I trust? No, I don't trust. No, like.
Society. Metro and Future. No tool free. Yeah, no. Second.
So Metro and Future don't trust.
I'm a shooter, was that? Yeah. Society, but first and foremost, we've had enough years on this planet. Forget even years on this planet.
Mm.
I don't know, with 2024, we've seen a lot of wickedness. There's no way I'm trusting society. Society will always show its fucking rear end, all right? The government, they've been showing their rear end for a very, very long time, and I think it's taken a long time before everybody has seen it. And I don't know, so imagine social media's played a part in it, but like, they've shown themselves. Mm. So society, the government, and
people in general. Notable three. No, for me, notable three. So Park, I'll just let you continue.
People in general, no, unfortunately. And the thing is, naive wasn't the word I was looking for, but I feel I've had a very naive nature about me, generally speaking. Like, do you know what I mean? And it's taken a long time to believe the wickedness that is out there, and just knowing that you can't trust people 100%. And that doesn't make me feel comfortable. At all. So I think you should be able to trust your fellow man and fellow human, or whatever anyway. But like, just know you can't.
Why?
Because I've been shown on numerous occasions that actually you can't be 100% trusting of people. Somebody at some given point will have I'm not saying selfish intentions for myself, but will do something in the best interest of themselves instead of me. And it could be me who is, I don't know, done something to assist that person, but there would... Do you know what I mean? Mm. Yeah, I just, yeah, human, no. And it's weird because we're in a place where, and am I fighting this? I think I am fighting it. Like, it's almost, there's a lot of self-preservation. Like, I have to make sure I conserve my energy and save myself as opposed to wanting to help. I mean, I would always help people, but that is out there. Do you know what I mean? And it's mad. It's mad. Like, it bothers me. This is slightly away from it, but like, I was in Sainsbury's in Chiswick the other day, and the guy, so anyway, he didn't ask me for money, but I asked him, did he want, anyway, he wanted money, but he asked me, something got a sort anyway. So I didn't have any change, and I asked him, I'll go back in to get you anything. He goes, no, I wanted money for a room. Do you know what I mean? On a self-preservation tip or topic is, I would have loved to have paid for his room, but I couldn't have, I could afford to pay for his room, but actually I need to look after me. Do you know what I mean? And I can only hope that he found the money to pay for that room. But it made me feel so sad walking away from him, knowing that he didn't have the funds for, I forget what it is, the basic core, forget Maslow's thing, but like, he didn't have the, you know what I mean? Couldn't look after himself on that. Do you know what I mean? And whatever it is I want to pay for, just, I mean, imagine just as a hostel. So just say it's £20 or something. That I'm not too sure. I might be off. I'm not too, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But £20 is £20. Nothing. Do you know what I mean? But I don't know. Do you understand where I'm coming from? That I just couldn't part with the £20. It's almost like I felt there was no value. No, that's bad to say. No, there's no, you get my point anyway. It just made me feel bad. In regards to self-preservation, I need to look after myself. If I gave everybody £20, where would I be?
That's what, yeah, you got to be selfish to be selfless. But why do you say no to all three, Mace? Like, why don't you trust people in general?
Because people as a whole in general ultimately gonna do what's best for them, look out for themselves first. Just said it as well, selfish to be selfless. And unfortunately, you learn, especially being living here, you learn that if you're super helpful, super kind, super generous, it's almost that old saying, nice guys finish last. Like, if you do all those things, unfortunately, not the majority are not like you. And it comes onto it in the book, so I won't get into it, but like where they make the reference to the Bedouins and stuff, not having much, but actually sharing everything because they know along the line it's going to be reciprocated, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Whereas the more you have, the more, do you know what I'm saying? Selfish almost you are. And it's unfortunate because not everyone's natural inkling is to be selfish. People want to be generally open, but then they get, something happens, they get hurt, they realize actually the majority of society doesn't think like me. And unfortunately, in this society, I have to be a certain way that goes against my natural, what I want to be like naturally, but I just have to. I won't survive out here.
You said something interesting in regards to here. Like, do you know what I mean? Now, there must have been something else I wanted to
ask. I don't know if it's the holiday mode or whatever, I felt a different type of environment in other places where it is that kind of selfless approach, and it comes naturally as well. It comes naturally. Do you get what I'm saying?
But globally, it's not like that in general. I think the optics at times, geopolitics and things like that, they try and make it seem like we're giving aid to this country and that country, but really it's just about power plays.
Yeah.
Who's going to say something big?
No, I was, I think Mason kind of like surmised or like said what I was going to say, well, in regards to it being here or what have you, do you know what I mean?